You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Power Hour, final hour of the G-Bag Nation. As we're about to go around the bases, have some breaking news, though, in the sports world to get to. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, just had LA Live with Lucius Alexander, tank topping it on a Thursday, looking ripped and shredded as ever, brother. We got Carter Freeman as well, coordinating your video. And thank you so much to everybody who turns it on, leaves it on, hashtag Tolo with us, 877-881-1053 on the truckwreck.com text line. Adam Schefter, Najee Harris, this is a statement from Doug Hendrickson, Najee's agent. Quote, Najee Harris was present at a 4th of July event where a fireworks mishap resulted in injuries to several attendees. Najee sustained a superficial eye injury during the incident, but is fully expected to be ready for the upcoming NFL season.
The eye is a little too vague for me here. Is this eyeball? Is this eyebrow?
Yeah, did we just shave,
is this just like a general eye area?
Like a singeing?
Because if you say eyeball, which they didn't say here,
did not
so
say ball.
Maybe just, I mean, boom, hit you in the eyebrow or maybe right under your eye, get a little scrape situation or a little burn situation. Should be fine. I mean, heck, we just saw what? David Njoku burnt half his face off.
Yeah.
And he was suited up on Sunday.
Hell, JPP lost some fingers.
He did.
And continued to have a successful
Njoku,
career.
But that Njoku, didn't he show up with a mask on? Yeah,
he did.
And then went and played? That was wild.
Crazy.
It's like a stove mishap, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's terrifying. But, I mean, the fireworks, man. You got to be careful, guys. We got to be careful out there. But I guess he's going to be good to go. You know, for the Chargers, they did draft a Marion Hampton. So I guess like if he had to miss some time, they've got themselves a backup plan.
He's a really good one to have.
That's tough. That's a tough one. And then, man, an awesome article that's out right now from our buddy Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, all things Tyler Booker. And it's pretty awesome because what they've done now is they've got the offensive line mastermind summit that's been going down. You got 300 NFL and college offensive linemen. They ended up going to COSM, which if you haven't been, it's fantastic there in the colony. And they had lunch, and they were showing the 2025 college football national championship game between Notre Dame and Ohio State. And Tyler Booker was not really a huge fan of the lunchtime viewing. Wished it was his Alabama teammates on the field for that game instead of just being left out of the college football playoff. But if you remember that video that went viral of Tyler Booker racing that kid, and then at the end of it, he kind of like pushes him away. He was asked about that, and he said, I didn't think it was going to go viral like it did. I just thought it was kind of funny, but that's who I am. I'm a competitor. And at the end of the day, it was the Tyler Booker football camp, and no one was going to beat Tyler Booker at the Tyler Booker football camp. That was my mindset. Tyler Smith, his teammate, asked about it. He said, obviously, I was shocked, but at the same time, there's a silver lining in everything. If he's willing to do that to a child, I know that. Any man that's across from him, there's no mercy that will be given. I like to see that he's a merciless competitor in that nature. got ourselves a freaking beast in the middle there, that line. I can't wait to go watch those boys. Absolutely.
I like when athletes talk in third person.
Yeah, bro. 100%.
Ricky Henderson was the best.
Yeah, I love it.
Ricky's going to steal this base. Watch.
Yeah. Nobody's beating Tyler Booker, the Tyler Booker camp.
I love that.
It's hard to not love that dude. I hope he ends up just being an absolute star. I think that he will be. And then finally, the other big news of the day was these Dallas Stars. It was official. They did go ahead and make the trade with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So they ended up sending a second-round pick and Matt Dumba in exchange for the defenseman Vladislav Kolyachanok from the Pittsburgh Penguins. So what they're doing is basically saving themselves a ton. Yeah, a ton of salary. It's a great
move
for the Stars. And, you know, talking with the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, and then Josh Clark, some other people in the Stars beat have talked about this. He's 24 years old. He's played in 74 NHL games. He's a guy that just kind of bounces around from the AHL back to the NHL like we saw with Petrovic with the Stars last year. So he's had three seasons in the Arizona organization and split time with Utah and Pittsburgh last year. He's a guy that if there's injuries, maybe he'll end up playing, but otherwise it's like you're paying him $750K and you got rid of a substantial contract there in Matt Dumba. So wish Matt Dumba all the best.
I just want to say bravo to you 2 for 2 on the pronunciation today on this
guy.
Thank
you. Thank you.
You can see the concentration level though as he's doing the story.
But also it was seamless. Like oftentimes you have to nail it by sort of treating it like a speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
School zone, slowing that thing down.
Not sure to
seamless,
start.
Bro.
Not sure the first time, but very confident the second.
Confident. Time. Freaking nailed it, baby. Yeah. Nailed it. The Astros are calling up their number one prospect, Bryce Matthews. He's going to join the team tomorrow. He's slashing .283, .400, .476, 10 homers, 39 ribbies, and 25 steals at AAA, playing mostly second base. He's also going to be playing in the All-Star Futures game, but where do the Rangers play tomorrow? Houston.
Dykin North.
Very
South.
Dykin South. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so weird. It's still always going to be the juice box to me. But Bryce Matthews may be making his major league debut against our Texas Rangers, their top prospect. Hope he goes over, gets that golden sombrero.
I hope we talk about this debut for decades
as one of the worst
terrible debuts. Yeah,
definitely going to be the worst debut in Dykin South history.
Yeah, it was a god-awful debut. And the Mets have designated our old buddy, El Blondie, Travis Jankowski, for assignment. I don't know. I wouldn't mind us some El Blondie back in the clubhouse.
A glue guy this time of year?
Let's go.
Yes. The answer's yes.
Let's go. Come on, CY. Do you want some Janko back in your life? I sure do. I miss Janko.
I feel like just his presence alone in Anaheim last night.
All of a sudden.
Propels the Rangers to victory.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way Luke Jackson goes out there and does what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Kamar if Janko's even in the building.
Did you happen to hear the call of Hixie? When that ball hit the batter weight on radio, when it hits the bat so loud that you're like, oh my God, that's
we know what it is.
Oh, the Jorge Soler blast.
Yeah. Soler, I mean, it was like Hixie didn't even say it was, it's like, and you hear, and the pitch, I mean, it just cried. Oh, that's gone. That is gone.
No doubt about it.
That ball's been crushed.
I'll get the sound. We'll play it next.
It was Hixie, as soon as he heard the sound, He didn't even, it wasn't even back.
He started packing up his bags.
He
knew that was out of here. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, man, that's just.
Hey, who's the lady we were talking about earlier that Nadell brought into the booth?
Oh, Satu Sabally.
Hey.
You think he threw the headset on and like sat her down and said, like, hey, try the headset on.
Yeah,
and
no,
get a feel for
he definitely
you're all comfortable here.
Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes.
It's things that old guys do.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a record of the purring kittens that I want to play for you.
I got some sticky ribs for you.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Aaron Nadell, you're not dreaming.
You dog, you. There will be a pregame tribute to Hank Aaron before the All-Star game commemorating his record-setting 715th home run. The game is going to be on 715 with Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones throwing out the first pitch. They were All-Stars for Atlanta the last time.
Tom House needs to come back and throw the first pitch out. Tom caught the ball. 715th home run in the Atlanta bullpen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. That'd be really, really neat. So
and a weird thing, if you ever watched the highlight of that, like fans ran onto the field and were like running with him, patting him on the back.
That's crazy.
It was, and they're like no security.
No security. Trying to get these people off the
field. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, well, we got good news on John Gray. 32 pitches at AAA Round Rock last night, and he was good as he went ahead and had allowed one run, two innings. The one run was a homer by Sam Hilliard on a fastball that Gray threw. But it's exciting that he's starting his rehab, and hopefully we get John. I'm sure he'll be back post-All-Star break. We'll get him back into that rotation. Let's go to the Twins broadcast. This is going to be their television broadcast. They did a special Players Only that featured Glenn Perkins, Justin Morneau, and Trevor Plouffe. And it was an experiment that they've been doing for a while now. Those three were all teammates from 2010 to 2013. And you had Pablo Lopez join the players as well. He was out, so he got to jump in there. Luckily for Lopez, you've got the three other guys that worked the game. They've got 14 years of broadcast experience. They know what they're doing. But Trevor Plouffe, who's a former third baseman, they decided, you know what, dude, why don't you go down on the field? Why don't you go and be the ball boy for the game? And here is the interaction with Trevor Plouffe down there just waiting to possibly see if he gets nailed by a ball.
Even though you knew when you were at third base, when you were where Royce Lewis is right now, there was a camera on you, are you more nervous right now?
I'm more nervous right now because I'm so out of practice, okay? When you're in the big leagues, you take ground balls every single day. It's been a while for me.
So those nine-year-olds you're coaching aren't hitting lasers down the left field line to you? That's not getting you ready for this big moment you got right here?
This is the thing, though, guys. I was born with these hands. They haven't left me yet. So I can feel the ground ball. You guys know, Justin, you specifically know that my throws were the problem.
Hey, as Nicky Punto used to say, you can't teach hands. There it is. Royce goes the short way. Hopefully, Plouffe will get another chance next half inning. Nice job by Danny Coolen getting him out of there.
Man, so he did start off. He's not even wearing a helmet. Eventually, he decides, you know, I'm going to put the helmet on.
Yeah.
So he does that. And then,
so he's down the line by the bullpen?
Yeah.
Down
yeah. I mean, okay. He's literally wherever the bat boy sits, yeah. He's just sitting
there.
Oh, he's
the bat boy guy.
He's waiting. Yeah. He's waiting, and he's going to go out there and grab the ball real quick, throw it back over. So they ended up playing a video of him where he face plants over the bullpen mound while they were teammates on the Twins. And he knew exactly what video they were playing. He's like, I don't even need to see this. You guys are jerks. But I thought this was a great bit. Like, I wonder if we did an all Rangers broadcast. We already have Murph and Elvis. And then Brad Miller has been part of RSN. And then Baskey. You know, I mean, I think it'd be fun to get, maybe we can get Adrian Beltre in the mix there. Like Elvis and Adrian can go ahead and
that'd be fun.
Get some rubbing of the head and whatever jokes and stories that they can go ahead and tell. Don't look at me like that. No. We're not doing that.
How's he looking at you?
The Adrian Beltre not wanting his head touched and the back and forth with him and Elvis, true Ranger fans. There was no head in the gutter with that comment, Brian. No. No, sir. Get that out of here.
No side eye.
Mm-mm. Not with that one. We got the ABS system back for the All-Star game.
Did you hear what he just said?
I heard what he said.
Okay. Carry on.
But as a baseball guy, I knew exactly what he was talking
about.
He's
a seamhead.
I'm a seamhead.
He gets it.
Mm-hmm. But you can't touch my seamhead.
No, please don't.
Do people do that? I mean, you're a taller guy, but like as a bald guy, is that something you have to deal with? Of like people just have the...
No.
Just the urge to want to touch your dome?
Well, because it's shiny.
Absolutely not.
And so
I was pushing a basket a while ago, and like two little kids were like, oh, look how shiny his head is. And I go, I heard that. And they went running off, you know.
Oh, no.
Scurrying off.
They caught me.
Yeah. I go, I heard that.
I'm excited to get the ABS challenge system back, though, for the All-Star game. Hopefully, this is a part of the game next year in a full-time capacity. Because it was great in spring training. We had no issues with it.
It was very quick.
It's really fast. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun. We've talked about it before. Like, I thought it made the umps better. So I'm here for it. We already had a trade. The O's have traded one of their relievers to the Rays. This is a weird in-division trade. Yeah. Brian Baker, the righty, is going from Baltimore to Tampa Bay. And it's going to be a competitive balance round A draft pick, 37th overall. Be honest with you, I don't even know what the hell the competitive balance round A draft is.
I'll explain it to you off the air, Will Chuck.
Perfect. I can't wait to get to that. So there's a little around the bases for you.
Nice work, dude.
Thanks,
that
buddy.
Was a heck of a round trip.
No,
was listening at all.
No Tom Brady pivot.
Who wasn't listening?
No.
I don't think so. I was listening. I was paying attention.
No, you definitely were listening. You perked up real, real heady there.
But we didn't get a Tom Brady update.
No, Brady's like supposedly yesterday. Having his summer fling with Sofia Vergara, and it's her birthday today. So, happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tom Brady's not scared to buy a team, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Yeah, shots fired. I think the Vegas valuation probably a touch less.
Maybe.
It's still cash, bro.
It is still cash.
Damn, Brady took pay cuts. What's yeah. going on here?
Yeah, 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 that's a good point.
TB12.
I wonder if he got bagged from Giselle after the whole fiasco.
I think she was making more money than him.
Definitely was.
Yeah, that was yeah. always one of those things. Where it's like,
dude, that's a great question.
That's the spousal support money.
Yeah.
Did Tom Brady make some of money off of his divorce?
Great business decision for him.
Yeah.
She was super happy, probably.
He's independent.
Yeah, I mean, he's slinging $3 million watches to his son now, though. Now, yeah. now maybe that's a sponsorship deal.
He's got to buy some love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it wasn't hanging around very
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Making hey, up for.
I'm your old man. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Who are you, smooth face? I'm your dad.
Man, that is wild. Yeah, they're keeping this under wraps. I'm not even seeing information on what they got in the divorce.
Did you see Sophia on her, like, I think it was an Instagram post she did the other day? She's like swimming or something.
Stunning. She was a part of my Instagram cleanse a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
Still,
she's like 80.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Seriously, she is now in the.
She's 50s. Like 80.
Like 80, bro, banging dog.
53.
Okay.
53.
Might as well be 80.
I mean, yeah, give or take.
But still got it, man. Just an absolute smoke.
Okay.
You want to hodgepodge it?
Yes, I do, Walchuk. As a matter of fact, I do.
Are we hodging and podging?
We are. We do have an update from the Canadian golfer who got his ass kicked.
Oh.
Okay, so he's now.
You got a poster after him now?
Oh, I also saw Adrian Peterson is going to fight that poker dude that they had in that fight a couple weeks ago.
Wait,
they have signed on to actually do a real fight.
I don't think Adrian wants to see him again.
Bro, Adrian, you're right.
He needs the money this badly.
Adrian must really
need the
money.
He's fighting the guy. He's fighting the guy that counted the
poker player that they got in a fight a couple years ago.
We should have all seen this coming when we got the details of his 30th birthday party some years ago.
Riding on camels with a
Alibaba.
He had sword swallowers.
He did have sword swallowers.
He did have sword swallowers there. Yes. And he had flying acrobats with fire and all kinds of crap. And yeah, man. It's going to be embarrassing when he gets KO'd.
It's going to be bad, dog.
It'll be real bad.
That last video looked awful.
Not good.
He looked terrible, bro. Let it go, Adrian. Walk out the door. That man was working you.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's down bad right now. Okay, we'll have more on that. And the other fight guy who got his tail kicked on the golf course, we'll hear from him. We have a Final Four thing. And a Cowboys getting their jersey retired next year in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, let's get you a sports hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we have Cooper Flagg v. Bronny in Vegas coming up top of the hour. Looking forward to that. Now, friendly reminder that, one, the segment here in the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And let's see, tomorrow, I'm excited, dude. I'm excited. We are going to be back at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. And G-Bag Nation, we will be there fellowshipping with you from 2 to 6:30. This is one of the hottest new spots in DFW. So Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35E. It's just past the George Bush Toll Road. You can come on out, learn all about pickleball and this amazing new club. And like I said, we'll be there from 2 to 6:30. We'll have pizza. We'll have cold Stella Artois
Stella's
beer samples.
So much fun. Stella does it right.
Stella's just 10 out of 10.
If you want to come by and see pickleball and have a beer or three.
Yeah, unlimited samples. I mean, Let's just be honest about that.
Yeah, Brian, those guys do a great job on that stuff.
Pizza, beer, pickleball, Friday, fellowship with the G-Bag Nation before hopefully we go down into Houston and tear up those Astros.
Oh, I can't wait to tear them up.
Okay. Okay, so pickleball is kind of one of these sports that's a little bit new, taking the world by storm. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're almost to the point now where it's not new, but it's still kind of one of those.
Who's our guy that always shows up? Dog? Is it?
Matt?
Doggy?
Yeah, Mad Dog.
Dogman. No, Dogman.
Dogman always shows up. He might be in Greece, right? Last time he was telling us he was going to see his mom and sister, right?
They were coming in town.
They were coming in town, so maybe he wasn't going. But
I know last time he didn't have the right shoes on. They were kind of making fun of him.
He was playing in Crocs.
Yeah.
He looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He doesn't like Dog.
Is that why he goes by Dogman?
That would make sense. He's got the mullet going.
But he has dogs. He's like a dog lover. He's
like a breeder guy?
Yeah. I don't know if he's a breeder, but he's got dogs.
He breeds.
If Carter was here, I'd have him throw it up on the fan cam, but there's a new sport that is kind of taking the internet by storm. And I don't know what the staying power is with this particular sport, but have you guys seen it's the soccer with a boxing element?
What?
These guys are running around playing soccer, but they all have boxing gloves on. And so at any point, you can just start like punching dudes and... It's like a violent UFC takes on soccer, takes on boxing.
So like Messi's out there running around.
I mean, is this something anyone else has seen, or is this a solo voyage that you've just gone down?
No, I think this
is this a ball sacking?
No, this is serious, dude.
I need to look this up.
I'm gonna DM it to you guys right now. 60 seconds on boxing soccer.
Boxing soccer? Is there like a name of the league?
Okay, here we go.
We might have a chance in this league.
Check your DMs.
Extreme Sports exploring boxing and soccer mashup.
This is crazy, dude. And these guys are all playing barefoot, it looks like, for the most part. And it looks like they're kind of in one of those turfed out, indoor-sized soccer pitches. But it's an outdoor deal that I'm seeing. But, yeah, these guys are just throwing haymakers, man, shirts and skins. And
this is insane.
Like, you can kick the ball, but you can also get your ass kicked. So it's just an interesting dynamic. And from an entertainment value standpoint on the internet, I'm pretty locked in. So we'll see if we can get
calling this a training concept, right?
I don't know what they're calling it, bro. It looks to me like a regulated sport. People are wondering, how do you get a red card in this sport? That's what the people are starting to wonder. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Devin Booker will earn more money per year on his new contract than the entire Marlins payroll for this season.
Oh.
Just wanted to throw that out there for you. He's going to be making almost $73 million a year. Marlins payroll for the season, $70 million. Okay, we have also, I did tease a Cowboy getting his jersey retired. It's a high school jersey, but it is Micah Parsons. Number 23, Harrisburg Cougar. They will not be allowed to wear the number 23 again because Micah was so dominant.
So dominant. Both sides of the ball.
One of the best football players in the history of Central Pennsylvania, Harrisburg High, to retire Micah's number 23.
When is this?
Congratulations to him. Let's see.
Off week?
I don't see a date.
Because their off week is probably after the high school season, right?
Late October. So
week 10?
Yeah, I mean, the high school season usually starts a week before the NFL season does.
Yeah.
So he'll probably, maybe it's the opener. Like, he'll probably have that week in between that he can knock this out.
Yeah. Play Thursday night.
Would be my, yeah, and play Thursday. Play so Thursday he could probably night. Get there for the Friday night game.
Thursday night, hang out in Philly, don't come back home.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. That could be the case.
I agree, 469. I think we need to get this boxing soccer mashup league into the 2028 Olympics. It feels
it's
like
pretty
it
wild.
Could be a sport of the future. And if we get in on the ground level, then we can be the hipsters of this sport. So, like, we got there first, you know?
We'll do play-by-play in color.
What an epic play-by-play. That would be a lot of fun. Okay, so the guy that got ragdolled.
He's got a mural now up
the
on the wall.
The Swamp Monster.
By Tarnaski.
He got a mural, right?
I mean, what an incredible name, by the way, Tarnaski.
Yeah,
you just great. Sound like an NHL enforcer, which is probably a good question, too.
Get him,
like,
Tarnaski!
I'd get a Tarnaski jersey, I think.
What is on the short list? I think NHL enforcer is, like, right there at the top of the list of just athlete dudes you don't want to F with.
Yeah.
Oh, like, NHL enforcer. I don't know. I mean, I guess obviously just
middle linebackers for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Stay
yeah.
away from that fool.
And any trained.
Especially fighter. If they got the cowboy collar.
Yeah, kind of one of those guys.
Old school linebacker.
Long
you don't
face mask is ridiculous.
Yeah. You're missing a tooth.
Yeah, they don't even wear gloves. They just kind of tape their fingers.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not somebody you want to bump into. Of course, you have, like, just your combat fighters and stuff. You never want to run into those guys. I do love the stories of, like, random breaking and entering. They didn't realize that they were in the house of a UFC type fighter.
Oopsie.
And all of a sudden you just get completely put out on a kitchen floor.
That's what LL Cool J did to a dude.
Yeah.
Dude broke into LL Cool J's house and LL Cool J put them beats on him.
Wow.
For real. Had dude, like, I'm sorry. The photo looks awful.
Oh, I bet.
The guy was beat up real bad, blood everywhere, swollen up face, and LL sitting there like, come get him and tied him up too.
Dang,
tied him up.
Tied him up and everything.
Up,
put him in timeout, waiting for 5-0 to pull up.
Some people, that's kind of isn't that something new that we've seen the video of people messing with, like, they think they're random people, but they're really, like, professional fighters or hockey player.
It's
whatever.
The greatest because, like, these MMA fighters are so unassuming sometimes.
Yeah, they're just kind of walking through. They're walking, all of a sudden they get bumped, and then all of a sudden there turns into, like, a scuffle, and then they just drop these guys.
Three people. It'd be the three people in a row.
You always got to look for that, the cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, peep the ear real quick. That can give you some insight on what type of dude you're dealing with. But, yeah, the guy that got tore up, he is sort of by way of bragging to some extent. He took a photo of himself, clearly a Snapchat photo that is now going viral. His name, by the way, Dusty Dave, 1971. But it's just a photo of his face. He's got his tongue out. He's got kind of crazy eyes going on. But he says, just a tiny little black eye. That's
just
it.
A little tiny one.
That's all, boys.
Just a little one.
Which is,
just
honestly,
a tiny little black eye.
When you hear and see the video, to come away with only a little bit of a black eye, kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that should have gotten a lot worse for him. But he's still kind of flexing a little bit. Doesn't seem like he has much in the way of remorse, even though he will go down in history as one of the biggest internet fights we've seen, and he was on the wrong end of it. Yeah. Okay, so...
Oh, shoot, hold on. The computer's just moving slow, dog.
A little buffer.
Bang! Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
So good.
He said, come on, man.
Bang.
It's bang, bro.
Hit him with the Mike Breen.
Come on, man, please.
Bang.
Do you guys remember the Philadelphia trash story from this week?
Yeah.
Are we still striking?
We're picking up.
The city was covered head to toe in garbage, and maggots were starting to basically rent property in the city.
Ayo, okay? Maggots.
It got so bad that finally they went ahead and called a truce on this, and they got what they wanted. Looks like they got what they wanted.
Good for them.
So there's no more garbage strike when it comes to the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah,
it's over now, and it looks like the union workers are now going to be getting like a 14% pay increase, something like that. So I mean, hey, good for them, good to them. They end up 14% is what they're going to get here. So it worked out. The strike worked. I do think like having to come back in and then clean up the mess that piled up on you. Like that's one of the worst things that ever happened to me at a crappy job I had to work at. Oh. You go on a spring break college vacation, you come back, and the work has just piled up. It's not like that work was getting done. That was when I realized, wow, okay, real jobs are not for me. I was about 20 years old. Like, yeah, you know what?
Did you just quit?
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I was just about a couple weeks later. I was done. I couldn't get out of I was drowning in leftover, you know, weeks worth of work that piles up on you
because nobody else is doing it.
Nobody else is doing it.
Right.
That was an eye opening experience about adulthood, and I was just incapable of it. It looks like 2028 Las Vegas Final Four Collision Course. How about that? Talk about a trip. With the boys.
I tell you that
Final Four.
Everybody says Final Four.
In Vegas.
Everybody says the opening day of the tournament in Vegas is really the best.
Yeah, that's special because it's just nothing but games, games.
Basketball,
Yeah, you're just gambling, having a good time. Yeah. Vegas is spending like $26 million to bring the event there.
Wow.
So they're paying a pretty penny, but I'm sure that'll work out for them. I was just thinking... Vegas Final Four. They're going to do it at the Raiders Allegiant Stadium. Okay. That's where they're going to be playing this thing.
Yeah, that's one of the smaller stadiums in the league, by the way.
It might be better.
Might be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always felt like the football stadiums doesn't really work for me.
No, but this one, since it's smaller, maybe it'll end up working out better. But I agree. Like when they even had it at AT&T Stadium, it just seems so big.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't.
And the sight lines have to be weird for players.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. By the way, just throwing this out there, Dodgers unveiled the Kobe Bryant bobblehead design.
Oh, sweet.
The giveaway will be on August 8th, but it's Kobe in his Lakers uniform, but he's at the plate with a bat in his hand. So it looks like a basketball player with a baseball bat in his hand. So I wasn't
cool.
You know, okay, yeah, I wasn't sure exactly like feel about it.
Why not?
But I'm sure that thing's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's going to go worldwide.
I mean, the lines for the Ohtani bobblehead. Can you imagine the lines for this one?
I remember I got my friend Rowan Kavner, who works with the Dodgers. He got remember when Caleb Williams, they did a Dodger Caleb Williams bobblehead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
From USC.
That's right.
But in the USC stuff. And I got it for Jared. Is, you know, like he's like, oh, you know, because being a USC guy and stuff like that, he thought it was pretty cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Jalen?
Bobbleheads are cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you have any?
I have a couple.
Collected a little bit?
Well, from the times.
Oh, from the Rangers.
Yeah. The coolest one I have is the Gil Brandt Hall of Fame one. You know, it's like a Gil Brandt in his Hall of Fame jacket.
The gold jacket?
All that. That's a cool one. But every time we go and do a Friday show and they bring us a bobblehead, it's kind of cool to keep.
I got Nasty Nate sitting.
Yeah, that's the one that's sitting right there.
Sitting in my bedroom.
Oh, is it in your bedroom?
Yeah. He's got a special place in our crib.
Hey, by the way, real quick before we get out of here.
Yep.
How did the Rodeo Ron jersey go over
the
house?
The stench?
Yeah, my wife was like, please take that off right now. Like, as soon as I went in for the hug, she was kind of like looking at me weird because she knew like, I didn't leave in a line.
You got
green.
A job?
Yeah. Like, wait, what's going on? And I did, dude. I reeked of
cigarettes.
Of vomit.
I tried to throw it into the dirty laundry area so that we could wash it and keep it. I don't know. When I get home, we'll see. She might have just completely done away with that one.
Is there a chance that we'll see this thing in Oxnard?
I hope so.
If my wife didn't throw it away and or just completely set it on fire, I will.
Because it's a long sleeve.
Yeah, I'll pack it to the Nard. Bring Rodeo Ron with us.
You think it's ever been washed?
No, not with the.
Damn, bro.
I don't think so.
I'm just asking, man.
Hey, that's a fair question.
He even brought it up himself. Lucius goes, I don't know, man. He was kind of talking about. I'm like, it doesn't sound like nothing gets washed very much.
No, that was tough sledding. Even today, when I opened my car door for the first time, I got
met
with
a heater. I told you, bro.
Yeah,
I told you.
Like I was chain smoking in my car.
I was thinking. I was like, remember I asked you the question? I'm like, are you going to get in your car with this thing on?
That's my one regret. I should have taken it off when I got in there.
I was trying to help you as an old man.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Listen, you do not want to get in that car with that thing on. You know, throw it in the trunk and go work that route. But
yeah.
God, idiot.
Yeah. We'll see if that thing still has a
pulse. Oh, no, it's okay, Broadus.
It'll be all good.
I smell like whiskey and cigarettes. Yeah. It's a good... I want this in my car. You know how it goes.
Jim Beam and Reds, man. That's what Rodeo Ron does. Okay, let's go ahead and crosstalk with Fan After Dark next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We've got Patrick Corbin on the bump as the Rangers look to even up this series against the Halos before they head to Houston tomorrow. 8 o'clock pregame, 8:38 first pitch right here in your home at Texas Rangers Baseball, 105.3 The Fan. But you will get an hour of The Fan after dark. Now, it is just the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold.
All by myself.
But if there was anybody that could do an hour all by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Piece I mean, cake. You're suited for this better than anybody.
Piece of cake, and we will have Jacob Ray in the Pimp Cup,
yeah,
and he is on a pitch count, so he might be able to talk a little bit.
Well, hey, this is good because I think
that's right.
I think Jake's going to be warming up because he's got G bag duty next week, filling in for Lucius.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Get ready for that.
It's the summertime.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Big Lou headed somewhere special.
Lucius, where are you headed this time, man?
No, Pop said something about, was it Hot Springs?
Ooh. Oh,
Arkansas?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
Big time horse racing there.
Okay. Underrated. I had to deliver a car out there when I used to sell, and I was blown away at how beautiful it was.
It's nice.
The mountains, trees, yeah. You got how water, far, and you're just like, oh, my gosh.
It's an oasis.
It was far, but it saved me like $500. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and do this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's outstanding, dude. That's gonna be awesome.
Okay.
They're in the South Ozarks, I guess. You know.
Okay. Yeah,
those were the Ozarks are at.
Well, no, the main Ozarks is up there.
Missouri.
Okay. Yeah.
Missouri
like,
and Arkansas,
bro.
Like right there together.
That's weird. Okay.
But it trickles on down.
Okay.
Halfway through Arkansas.
So we got Fred Davis gonna be in tomorrow morning for Sean.
Lucius had the line, though.
With Choppy.
Oh, yeah. What was...
You want to say it, Lucius?
Oh, they're going to be Spider-Man memeing the whole time?
Yes! Yeah.
That's my take. Well, that's my take.
All the Tomos say this.
You like that?
Alike.
I like that, too.
I like this.
It's going to be hearts in their eyes looking at each other.
Love at first sight.
Toxic show.
After you.
Just oozing toxic masculinity. It's going to be awesome.
High T levels on that show.
Big time. So what do we got on this hour CA special?
Oh, you... CA special?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just a show. Fan After Dark, but we get the Cooper Flag updates.
Yeah, I Cooper can't Flag wait. So how? Okay, so what? Like you, obviously, you're a Maverick lifer. You're at every game. Mm-hmm. You're the MC. You're the mm-hmm. El Capitan. Mm-hmm. Like I've never been this excited for a summer league game in my life. I feel as though this is an actual, like it's like the opening day situation. Yeah. I can't wait to watch this. Yeah. So what's your excitement level?
Not as high, but it's high because it's a summer league game. I don't really care about summer league games. Even when they got Luka, nobody knew how Luka was good or bad or what he could do. Nobody, there was no expectation level. With Cooper Flagg, there's an expectation level. It's not like he's Wimby, but he's in that class where they say, okay, first round pick, overall, generational talent. And there are some people, their arms are folded. But the other people are like, I want to see it. And then Kidd, really, J. Kidd hyped it up even more saying, I want to make him uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I want to make him play point guard. Where a lot of people didn't realize he was playing point forward a lot at Duke. And Kevin Hagelin knows. I mean, Kevin Hagelin was talking about today that he's just not excited at all because he's seen him in those situations before. Yeah. He says, I'm 3 months away from the regular season, then I'll get excited. The one thing you got to realize is with Cooper Flagg, this guy has always been, had the media attention since he was like 14 years old. So it's not like, oh boy, he's with NBA talent. This isn't necessarily NBA talent. This is wannabe NBA talent. So you know he's going to look good. He should. And he's wired that way. So it's not like, okay, he's only going to go a little bit and he's just going to get used to things. I think he's going to be all right out there. And I'm more curious to see who's sitting at courtside. I was telling this to KNC earlier. I said, off the air, I was like, I want to see, because you always hear about these summer league games. Oh, there's so-and-so former player, current player. Oh, these players showed up to watch some of the young guys ball. And then they're talking $2,500 for tickets on the front row.
It's wild.
So you know there's got to be some celebrities or somebody hanging out in Vegas. They just want to make Instagram, and they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the old IG
there goes
flex.
Megan Thee Stallion. You know, they're going to Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, K-Dot. Wait a
minute. Shout out Megan Thee Stallion. It's Klay Thompson.
Is that Klay Thompson?
Is that?
You got to get us a scoop on
CA,
that.
CA, what?
Was that Klay Thompson in the background of that photo?
TMZ ran with that.
It had to be Klay.
It could be.
He's got one of those faces.
He's single. He can get around.
No doubt.
I have no idea. I really don't know.
She might be too much for him, bro.
Could be.
She might be too much. You see the little cases she was going through, right?
No, what?
She ran off one of her little workers.
Oh, did she?
Oh, no.
She got freaky with a girl right in front of him, allegedly.
Look out.
And he got uncomfortable.
Oh,
Klay got to be able to handle that.
Oh, my God.
Got to be able to handle that big boat, man.
If he was involved, though, he's just walking through the background.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes, you know, context.
They were just at the same pool. Just happened to be out. The same place.
He's just chilling back there.
It's just like courtside at this game tonight. You just never know who just happens to be sitting next to whom.
Is that a particular situation that next time you bump into Klay that you could just like be like, yo, was that? Like, or would you, is that like a stay that. Away? That's a stay
he's
away.
He's pretty private.
Yeah. He's pretty private.
But that's true. That's true.
Let me smell your finger.
Oh, yeah. What do you...
We're going to talk some Cowboys. We might get a phone call from Madison Square Garden. I say this because tomorrow night, there's this all-female boxing card,
mm-hmm.
including we got us a star. Oak Cliff's own IBF Bantamweight Champion of the World, Sharetta Metcalf. He's training. You know Derek's training. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You already know.
I saw Derek during the workouts.
Yeah, he's training up. So she says she's going to try to call in before the show's over. We'll see, because I said, I'm not going to hold you to this, but we're going to let everybody know they can check out this fight on Netflix tomorrow night.
Well, I hope she does. I mean, I remember...
She's the champion. She's going to unify the title. She's already the champion.
It was pretty awesome when Lucius and I got to interview Derek
mm-hmm.
before the Spence fight.
He's the man.
Like, how much it meant for them to be part, like, on 105. People were texting him. It was a humbling moment. It really was. Like, mm-hmm. just the reach that our station obviously has, how much it means to the Metroplex and DFW. That fight card tomorrow is going to be pretty awesome.
It's going to be pretty tough, and she's going to get that exposure. And next thing you know, I told her, guess what? You might get as big as Sha'Carri Richardson representing Dallas.
Maybe.
You just never know.
Maybe.
So we might get a phone call from her. At the same time, we're going to talk some Cowboys. And you heard about Dak's comments about George Pickens, what he thought about Pickens and him and CD, and I got some thoughts on that as well. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Rangers. Can they avoid the gentleman sweep?
Looking forward to it, bro.
We'll do that. And how the Big 12 games, all Big 12 media days.
It's been awesome.
Yes. I heard the G-Bag of the day.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Choo-choo, baby.
But yeah, we're gonna talk about there's a secret survey of the media, who's gonna win the conference, get a chance to go big the college football playoff.
So. Looking forward to that.
The numbers.
There he is, the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold coming up, Fan After Dark, for an hour leading you up to 8 o'clock Rangers pregame. Thank you so much to the one and only Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, 5 hours flawless yet again. We got Carter Freeman. Thank you, of course, to Gavin Dotson, who is on vacation. We'll see you tomorrow. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Make sure to come out and see us 2 to 6:30. Until then, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.